USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a $26 billion settlement over the cost of opioid deaths, some public health experts are citing missed opportunities for saving more lives. The settlement calls for drug maker Johnson & Johnson to pay up to $5 billion in addition to the billions from major national drug distribution companies. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein on an AP Zoom call.
The $26 billion agreement will bring desperately needed resources home to each of our states, an estimated $750 million here in North Carolina, to help people struggling with opioid use disorder find hope, freedom from addiction, and happiness.
The Biden administration is deciding whether to formally urge vaccinated Americans to once again mask up as the country experiences an increase in the number of COVID-19 Delta variant. White House aides are in talks Thursday with officials from the CDC about proposed messaging to the public. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republicans are ready to fight on the side of the federal debt limit, warning Democrats that it will be up to them to avoid a default as President Biden pushes for trillions more in spending. GOP senators say they will not lift a finger to help Democrats raise the debt ceiling. The limit on how much debt the federal government can owe has been suspended for nearly 2 years after a bipartisan deal between President Trump and lawmakers. The Congressional Budget Office estimated Wednesday that the Treasury Department will most likely run out of cash in October or November. Since NASCAR is taking a break from racing because of the Olympics, driver Kurt Busch was asked by Motor Racing Network what sport he likes to watch during the timeout.
For me, I'm an archery guy. That's my hidden talent. I love to go out and shoot the bow. But then a buddy of mine that's teaching a friend of mine's son of BMX, Connor Fields. He's a monster athlete. He's qualified BMX, and I'm hoping that he brings home the gold.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled two of the five Republicans from the GOP selection to investigate January 6th. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy now calls Pelosi's partisan panel a sham.
Denying the voice of members who have served in the military. Jim Banks, a Navy veteran who served in Afghanistan. Serves on HASC, chair of the largest caucus, the Republican Conference. And law enforcement, as well as a leader of a standing committee. Jim Jordan isn't ranking of just his first committee. He's done it before. Jim Jordan has served on select committee and serves on one now. Made it undeniable this panel has lost all legitimacy and credibility. And it shows exactly what I warned back at the beginning of January, that Pelosi would play politics with this. For more than 6 months, you have a better example of the Senate, bipartisan. Schumer didn't pick who went on of the Republicans. They already have the report done by two different committees. Two main questions. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared for that day when they knew on December 14th they had a problem? And what have we done to make sure that never happens again? Pelosi has created a sham process. Unless Speaker Pelosi reverses course and seats all five Republicans, we will not participate. But we think it's too important. Why would they jeopardize the lives of the Capitol Police? We will run our own investigation.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.